Warm temperatures across the northern plains are going to stay with us this afternoon. It'll be a summer-like day, and we expect a lot of sunshine to continue, even though there's a few showers out there, too. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We have a few showers south of Thief River Falls and also to the east of both the Grand Forks and Crookston area. Most of the precipitation, though, has been minimal. There's another area of showers out in northeastern parts of Montana coming into west-central North Dakota. Everybody else is seeing sunny to partly cloudy conditions, and the temperatures are in the upper 70s through the 80s. We do have some extremes working their way up to around 86, 87 degrees in a handful of locations or near the headwaters of the Red River. And we have an 88 way out into the central part of South Dakota, not far from Pierre. Well, as we go forward through the rest of the afternoon, it will be a warm and somewhat humid day across the region. A frontal system is going to slip down from Canada across North Dakota and northern Minnesota this afternoon, and this evening you'll notice the winds will switch around a little bit, and we'll also have an increased risk of rain and thunderstorms. The precipitation is going to become locally heavy in a few areas from the central and southern parts of North Dakota into northern Minnesota. A few of these storm cells could produce some hail, some damaging wind, but it's not going to be widespread, but there will be that potential out there. Much of that precipitation will occur in the evening and overnight tonight. The frontal system will be quick to diminish. As it shifts back to the north, the precipitation will abate, and all that will occur as we go through the wee hours of the morning tomorrow and into the daytime. And we'll expect to see another day of sunny to partly cloudy conditions. As that front moves back to the northeast, we'll see the warmer air return. So it's just a short-term bout of cooling that will take place. We do expect another better chance for some rain to evolve as we go forward into the latter part of this week. A new frontal system will be very slow to advance across Montana and Saskatchewan, but it will eventually pass through the Dakotas and into Minnesota. And we will look for some rain to occur, but we have to wait until Thursday or Friday, maybe even Saturday, for some significant moisture to take place across the central and eastern parts of the Dakotas. Minnesota may be dry until late in the weekend. The precipitation that's expected to occur will not be real impressive, but we'll see a quarter to three quarters of an inch. There will be some potential for locally greater amounts. This system will eventually pass through, and we will see a little bit of a cool down. But temperatures over the next several days are going to continue to be pretty darn warm. A lot of 70 and 80 degree readings expected. Nighttime lows will be in the 40s and 50s, maybe even a few lower 60s once in a while. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.